Waking Up Next to You, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd. Breakfast with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, yes, get up. Good morning, good people of Australia. Jump on board and welcome to Saturday. Here we go again, Jim. We are Jimmy and Nath. We are live around the country with you every Saturday, every Sunday, and it is good to be back again.
It's good to be back. Just love it. Love chatting to everyone. Hey, guys, how you going? That's good.
We're good, thanks, mate.
13 1060, how are you?
Not many people do that, and I just think we're breaking down radio boundaries when we ask the question, 13 1060, how you going?
And you can call. Don't tell us how you're really feeling. So that's how we, as Australians, we operate. Producer Grace, you say, how are you?
And
you
go, good, thanks. Yeah, nah, good. Moving on.
I don't even think you slow down. You walk. Maybe you slow down a little bit. You don't stop. Mm. You just go, oh, Grace, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, keep good, walking. Thanks, mate. Good to see you.
Sometimes it can happen so fast where other people probably wouldn't even understand what you're saying. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, ask me how you're going real quickly.
How you going, mate?
That's it.
I just love it.
I've done that before.
I just love the you good. No, hello, nothing. So I spot you, I know you.
Yeah.
I've got your eyes and I go, you good?
Yeah.
And you go,
yeah, mate. Or even quicker,
you good?
Good?
Nick? No, you just go, yeah, don't ask me back. Yeah. You good?
Good.
No.
You go one more time, I'll get it.
Okay, so I say you good.
Yeah.
And you say good. So you just say what I'm saying with half the words. Yeah. You good?
Yep.
I'm saying it even quicker.
No. That's the same syllable.
Grace, you good?
Yeah. It's actually really hard to just say good.
Ask me.
You good?
Yeah. Wow, I nearly swore. Wow, that's actually hard.
Can we not kick off the show with a swear word? Oh, dear.
I was like, say good, say good, say good, say good. You good?
Yeah. Someone's going to call me like, you guys aren't good.
Bloody lost it.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for being a part of it.
Nath, you still good?
I'm good, mate. Yeah.
Just make sure you're good.
Good. It's hard.
The first person to get it.
Guys, scientists, they say that a lifetime of frequent, brisk walks can make you feel and look 16 years younger when you reach midlife.
Well, just for walking?
Just for walking. Wow. Now, what is midlife? Apparently, that is the midpoint of your life. We don't know when that is.
No.
Very difficult to figure it out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You can look back and go, oh, that was probably the midpoint.
Well, no, you can't because you'd be gone.
Well, no, if you're like...
Oh, you're nearly there. Yeah, got you.
So, sorry, you're nearly dying and you start doing math. So I'm...
And I actually looked 16 years younger then, so that was good.
I was 45, but God, and I looked 41, didn't I?
That's four years.
Swear again.
Jeez. You've got a case of the potty mouth.
You do.
Research at the University of Leicester found a clear link between walking faster and a reduced biological age. Participants were recorded walking quicker. That was defined as anyone who walked faster than 4 miles per hour. That's about 6.4 Ks per hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Want the conversion. Now, I'm going to get science here, but then I'll explain it. Those people had longer telomeres, which are caps at the end of each chromosome.
Telomere.
Basically, it means the end of your chromosomes, they split off, and that's how we age, and that's how we visually look older. Oh. So if you can keep these caps on the end of them, they can't split, and you don't look older. So, it's, you know, it's to do with your skin breakdown.
And this is just walking.
This is just walking.
Just going for a walk.
They've been doing this study for these people. So it was 400,000 people from when they were born to that's when they...
Good sample size.
Mm. Good sample size, anyway, but that. So the result of the study says that adopting a brisk walking pace actually causes better health and is likely to lead to a younger biological age and is better than Botox.
Better than Botox.
Now, I'm going to chat to the team here because, Nath, you're a notorious walker.
Love a good walk.
You and your partner, Meg, always getting out walking.
We're always hitting the pavement, mate. Pavement. Always.
You guys walked to the top of Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, we did.
In
Africa. Yeah. Yeah, Tanzania, Africa.
Africa.
Yeah. Well, she pushed me up a lot of the way, but I was there, mate.
Yeah.
I was there.
And Producer Grace, you don't walk.
I walk sometimes.
No, you don't. No,
yes, Michael, don't. I walk sometimes.
Grace, to go to the bathroom, you sit in an office chair and make us push
that
you.
That is not true. I'm actually a very fast walker, but I don't do it very often.
I will give you a fast walker.
Yes.
But you do not do it often.
No.
But you're the only one of the team who has Botox.
Also true.
So I'm just saying, learning this information, any chance you would potentially take up more walking? Or you're happy with how things are at? Because she look great now?
You could save a lot of money, Grace.
It's
like, think of the cash. Oh, you're doing all right. You're on national budget, are you?
No.
It's not about the money.
I don't do it very often, so it's not like a weekly spend.
Yeah.
But, look, I've got preventative Botox.
What's preventative Botox? Is that a side effect? Doing the hand thing?
No. Did you get that hand check? You need a physiotherapist.
I know that I have good skin.
You look great.
I do a lot of work on my skin. But it's because...
Pay for a lot of work on your skin.
I have this, like, frown line, and I always... And it's like when I'm looking at the sun and, you know, working with you, I frown a lot. And...
So it's our fault, isn't
yes.
it? It's our fault.
So we should pay for the Botox.
Yes. And I would be happy to have wrinkles around my eyes, crow's feet, smile lines, that kind of thing, but I just don't want a marker of me frowning all the time on my face permanently. Well, so that's why I do that.
Okay, but... well, stop frowning at us
No,
then.
I can't. That's why I get the Botox. Now I can't frown.
So this is a work expense. Are you just talking about this so you can claim it back
claim
on
it
tax?
On tax, yes. My accountant is listening.
Yes, I do sometimes walk, Michael.
Thanks for joining us, guys. And Jim, this is another little sciencey one here. God, we're full of facts today.
Just this show, you learn, you laugh, and you love.
Yeah, and then you live, don't you? Yeah, after getting all that information,
you go out. The show finishes at 9. Yeah, and you live and you love.
100%.
Turn the radio off. No, don't do that. Keep listening.
Yeah, perfect way. Perfect way to start your day, Jimmy. No, scientists have just kind of just thinking your jingles.
Okay, yeah.
Jim, scientists have conducted a study. Get this as to why, as humans, we all get hangry. Now, if you know what hangry is, it's when you become so hungry that you get agitated and cranky to be around. They, in fact, get this, studied worms who have a similar bodily mechanism to humans in the way they react to being hungry. So apparently worms, similar to us, they get hangry.
I don't know anything about anything.
Mm.
My school didn't offer history, so
no,
you guys tell me stuff that happened in the park. Like, what?
Well, yeah.
But I would just like to say I don't believe this.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, can I weigh in too?
Yeah, you also
can. How do you know a worm's hangry?
I don't know, mate. I'm not a scientist.
Well, you're telling us.
Don't shoot the messenger. I wasn't shooting the messenger. I was having to go at the scientist.
Yeah, well,
I was just saying, I don't believe.
Go as hard as you want on the scientist.
I'll also go hard on the scientist. How do they know a worm's hangry?
Oh, I don't know, mate. Because beyond that, I've seen a worm. Mm. I've seen some humans. They don't have much in common.
No.
Well, don't they say that humans and, like, pigs or something similar?
The skin of a pig is
skin
similar.
Of a pig.
That's why
similar.
Yeah. The tattoo artist tattoo pigs.
Yeah, well, apparently
we don't condone that, by the way.
I don't think they're alive.
I don't.
Oh.
I think it's just skin.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Depends how they die.
Yeah, true. Just didn't old age.
They obviously
proteins in intestinal cells.
Grace and I having a chat about tattoo pigs.
I just want that to never happen again. proteins in intestinal cells. So this is a similar one. Apparently they transmit signals about hunger in a similar way, and this drives humans and worms to cross what's called toxic barriers to get a meal. In their words, act crankily and irrationally. So maybe if you've seen a worm wriggling around going, it's probably because it wants some... What do they eat? Dirt.
Never heard a worm.
You see a worm going around going, ooh, that's a cranky worm.
I have a worm farm, and I've never seen that.
You have a worm farm?
Yes. What? Where?
Like outside an intentional, my house. Yes, an intentional worm
they
farm.
They can take tablets for those, and
no,
they go,
not
like,
my
are
worms.
You wiping your butt across the ground?
No.
I thought there was a dog in the studio. She's got an itchy bottom.
Outside my house, look, it's my fiance's. It's not mine. It's very up Diana's alley, if you know her.
Yeah.
Upper alley, so she does need
a tablet. Is there a reason you haven't told us about this? Because we judge?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Just so you know, I am.
The worst part is Diana's always like, oh, come look at this worm. And I'm like, they all look the same.
That's the worst part? I reckon having the worm farm is the worst part.
I've never seen a worm look angry.
How do you know? You don't know what an angry worm looks like.
That's what I mean. How can a scientist look at a worm and be like, angry?
Well, I don't know. They put those little monitors on them. You know, the tiny little worm monitors.
Tiny little worm monitors.
Little
ones. So, pigs.
So yeah. No, we're not talking about pigs. Oh. Here's what I want to do. 131060, jump on the phones right now. It's breakfast time. People are waking up, right? Sometimes you wake up hungry. I want to talk to the people of Australia right now who are hangry. If you are hangry right now, jump on the phones. 131060. Jim, we're just talking about being hangry. Scientists have done a little study, compared us to worms, which is baffling, and said that we have a similar bodily mechanism that when we get hungry, apparently we cross what's called a toxic barrier, and that's why we get cranky and irrational when we don't eat.
Some people, I think, suffer from this more than others.
Mm.
Like, you know, I don't think you get hangry.
I get agitated.
You get I don't know what the word for it would be, but you get sad.
I get sad.
I'm like, what's wrong? And you go,
yeah, hungry.
So sad-gry. I get sad-gry.
You're sad-gry.
I tell you what I do get sad about is when I am very, very hungry and I'm sad hungry, then I overindulge and then I'm even more sad.
Sad, yeah, you are.
Double down on the sad-gry.
Nathan, we were doing something one day. This is when Nathan and I used to live together. Mm. And it's Jimmy, by the way, guys. Hey. And Nathan went to the shops and bought, was it like 2 kilos of mints?
So many mints.
It wasn't even for me. I had dinner from last night, like leftovers, and you cooked, I've never seen so much.
It was like
taco.
It was like 10 kilos of nachos. And I was so hungry, and then I was so sad afterwards because I was so bloated.
You were cooking sad because you're like, Jim, I just need to cook this. I'm so sad.
Yeah, and then
I'm hungry.
And then I ate it.
And then you go, Jim, I'm so bloated.
And then while I was eating it, I was happy.
Yeah, there was a brief window of happiness.
And then you'd already had dinner, and I said to you, do you want some nachos? How much is left? 8 kilos.
So we ate first for the next month. Week.
All right, we're going to talk to some hangry people right now. I thought people waking up around the country this weekend, they might be a bit hangry. You know, they've had a big week. Let's go to Jake from Wodonga. G'day, Jakey.
G'day, how we going, guys?
We're good, mate. You a bit hangry this morning?
Yeah, I am a little bit, yeah. Had to get up pretty early. We're going up to Gundagai for footy and got in trouble off the wife again because she got up before I had breakfast.
On the road to Gundagai. That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the road to Gundagai.
What type of footy are you playing, Jakey?
Rugby league, me young bloke and me daughter play.
Rugby league. The greatest game of all. Jakey, when you do get a bit hangry, do you get agitated or are you like me, just get sad?
I get agitated, like a short fuse sort of thing.
Short fuse.
Yeah.
Well, have you got a plan this morning to stop somewhere, Jakey, or are you just trying to get to footy now?
Oh, I reckon we might grab something on the way.
Yeah. I would grab something on the way, Jake, because, mate...
You don't want to be one of those dads on the sideline, and they're like, why are you yelling? And you're just like, jeez, I want something to eat!
Michaela from good old Dubbo. Hi, Mick, how are you?
I'm good, how are you going?
We're good, mate. Are you actually good, or are you hangry this morning?
I'm currently driving to Dubbo, so definitely hangry, being up a bit early, so getting there.
Okay, so did you skip breakfast? You didn't have time for it? Talk us through the situation.
I got up at about 4, had a bit of raisin toast, and it's morning tea time, and I've got nothing.
Yeah, 4, that's like 4, 5, 6, 7, that's like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it's a long time without any food.
Absolutely.
Mick, do you often get hangry?
Absolutely. My boyfriend would say yes.
Okay.
Does your boyfriend maybe carry snacks or try and keep you fed so you don't get it?
100%, but he eats it.
Oh, no. That's like 100%. Salt in the wound situation.
Absolutely.
Is he there with you right now, Mick?
No, he's at work. I'm the one driving, so on my own, so he's at work.
Oh, Michaela, well, I just...
Have you got anything in the car, Mick? Anything you can snack on?
Nah, absolutely nothing.
Oh, no.
I was looking for a mandarin at the servo and they didn't have any.
Mandarin at the servo? Can I get some unleaded and a mandy, please?
That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah, I think number 3. And have you got any mandies?
It was number 6, but yeah.
Round Australia, it's Jimmy and Nate up early. For a Saturday.
Here we go. Oh, Australia, good thing. Good morning. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to the Jimmy Nath family. And, of course, welcome to Saturday, Jim.
Look, Nath, I just want to apologise. It's just so many people following us on the socials. At Jimmy Nath, look, we may do it again tomorrow. If we don't do it tomorrow, we'll do it next weekend. So we love shouting out people. There's just, so many here. I mean, I wish we could keep going. I mean, one quickly if I can.
Of course you can.
I've lost it. There it is.
Oh, no.
Sitting around _ Maroochydore. And it's just photos of things you can sit on in Maroochydore.
I love that so much. And one of them just looks like an office chair, like from like a Getty Images. Is that a specific Maroochydore office chair?
It says, with the coronavirus still impacting your life, you might be sitting on one of these at home.
Topical from sitting around a Maroochydore. I love that.
I love that. I'll give it a follow back. That looks like a bit of fun. Also, a lot of people message us, and a lot of people may not know this. Welcome to the show. I'm Jimmy, by the way. That bloke is Nate.
How you going, guys? Nathie.
And the female voice. The woman.
Grace, hi.
Yeah.
I'm the producer.
Yeah. Well, can you sound a bit happier? Because you sound like you don't want to be here.
I do want to be here.
Executive producer. And friend, part of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Exactly. See, now listen to the tone change, hey? But you know that. You just want me to say
it. Yes, I do. Okay. It sounds better when you say it.
So, a lot of people following us for first time, listen to the show first time. Thank you for doing that. Little people, a few messages, a bit confused. A lot of Hobart weather chat on our socials and Hobart school closes.
Oh, yeah.
If we do Hobart breakfast Monday to Friday, and then we do national Saturday, Sunday.
And then we take the Hobart hat off and we put on the Australia hat. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're everywhere, guys.
Please don't be looking at the socials feeling neglected for your part of the world. It'd be hard for us to keep on everything.
Well, I could do like a national weather update, but it might take.
Oh, like the Sam Mack sunrise whip around.
Or even like, I think the ABC, I think they even do like specific towns in every single state. I think their weather update goes for like 9 hours.
What if I throw something out? Someone said this is the start of the show at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Producer Grace, what if the start of 8 o'clock, every show, Nath picks a random spot and just does the weather for that random place?
Yeah, right.
Do we like that?
Okay.
Yeah, all right, like throw something at me. Throw it.
Maybe go Maroochydore, because we were just talking about things you can sit on in Maroochydore.
Maroochydore weather. All right, let's do a quick update for our friends in Maroochydore. Oh, not looking good, guys. 21 degrees, but cloudy, and you're going to get rain from 9 a.m. Tops of 24, low points of 17, but it's going to rain from 9 a.m, guys, off and on. And for a few days. Sorry.
No, mate, you didn't need apologize. You didn't come up with the weather. I like that. Random, we can do it one place in Australia every 8 o'clock.
What if we had a weather hat and I put all the places in and we pick a name out?
That's really going to blow that out.
No, you're so right.
It's going to take a lot of time.
And again, just pitching ideas.
That's just for us. It's very visual for us to do.
Yeah, okay.
What's in the weather hat today?
I regret calling you the EP and friend.
Let's open it up. That's Maroochydore. We did that last week. What else?
I told you to take a name out of the hat after we've done it. Just Grace is the music guy. Hey, is she doing a bit?
Because it's May.
Yeah.
It's May.
Is that a little tip of the cap anyway?
Potentially.
I wonder if the guys notice.
Clever. We did, Hamish. You did a great job.
Yeah, well, it's got to be May. Speaking of things that it is, tomorrow it's going to be Mother's Day.
Yeah, love this. All the mums out there, big round of applause.
It's going to be Mother's Day.
Oh, that would have been good if you remixed it for us.
Hamish? No, that's more of a DJ Konski thing.
Yeah, you're so right.
I'll send it. Grace, send DJ Konski an email.
Oh, yeah. About remixing It's Gonna Be May to It's Gonna Be Mother's Day.
Yeah, love that.
And we need that for tomorrow morning.
I don't think that's going to happen, but I'll do my best.
No, he loves working on a Saturday.
Oh, he'd probably be hungover this morning. DJ Konski hitting the clubs.
Oh, he would have been on the mix last night.
Yes, Mother's Day is tomorrow, and Australia, you're probably like me, you're probably like Nath, you're probably like Producer Grace, and you haven't got your mother a gift yet.
Yeah.
Well, I've got last-minute Mother's Day gifts that don't require any shipping.
I love this because I always get stung with the shipping. I always go, this would be great for Mum.
Your mothers could be all over this beautiful country of ours. I mean, my mother is in Gundawindi.
Yeah.
Nath, your mother's in the...
Southern New South Wales, Southern Sydney.
Yes, and Grace, your mother's hot. And
yep.
She is. Apple doesn't.
Weirdly, your mum's the only mum I got a present for. So
you've don't buy my mum a present. That makes me look bad.
I didn't buy her a present.
I am the present.
Just put a little bow underneath my chin.
Are you done?
I was just waiting.
Just play on.
Play on. All right, so I've got a list of things. Now, I didn't come up with these. I found these online, and I'd love to get your thoughts on them. So we'll punch through the list. Apparently, these are the things that you can give your mum on Mother's Day that don't require shipping. Fresh flowers.
Always, yeah, that's true.
Always a good one, isn't it? Flowers.
And they're saying you could pick them from someone's yard.
Well, make sure you get permission if you just pick them off the street.
That means you don't have to pay for them either. Genius.
Yeah.
And it also, I feel like it means more if you pick the flowers yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, unless like your mother's got like beautiful prize roses in her garden that she's really like carefully tending and you just take a secateurs and...
Yeah, don't pick...
Don't do that.
Don't take your mum's flowers from her garden and then give them to her.
Take the next door neighbours. Some sort of trip in the future. You know what I mean?
Future trip.
Like you punch in, you know, a voucher for a winery trip and you just get that on the day. Doesn't require any shipping.
Oh, yeah.
You
know what I mean?
It's also good because you don't even have to buy it at this point. You can just say, Mum, I've got you this.
Oh, yes, 100%. And then you could just do like a little Word doc, can't you? Print it off and go, and you just type like picture of like Yarra Valley.
We don't even need to print it off. Grace is right. You just say it.
Yeah, hey, I've got you this. 100%. And then quickly Google winery. Doesn't even have to be the winery.
I reckon she knows. Love a visual aid.
Just quickly, Nath, your birthday, was it last weekend?
Yeah, it was last Saturday.
This time last week. Oh, my God, I'm a week into being 29.
Now, I knew what Nath's partner Meg was getting him, and Meg and Nath love visual gag gifts because they usually buy people each other experiences.
Yeah.
And they can't. So Meg gave Nath a rock
went
here. And poor Nath couldn't figure out what the gift was.
What was it?
I thought we might have been going to Uluru. I was like, oh my God, I've never been to Uluru before. This will be amazing. I thought I was getting to meet The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Maybe he was coming. I don't know.
What was the gift?
It was Chris Rock tickets.
You know what, Grace and
you and Megan made for each other.
Yes, you know what I say? They're made for each other.
And she was so upset I didn't get straight away.
A streaming service subscription. That's easy. You just buy that and give it to
them. I reckon most mums already have that, but... Well, maybe my mum has that, so...
Yeah, but she doesn't have every single service.
Mm. I pay for my mum's Netflix.
That's nice.
Yeah, she loves a bit of Netflix.
I use my mum's Netflix, which is good. Maybe I could just stop using it.
I'm not sure about this one. Again, I didn't come up with the list. Coffee. Just buy them a coffee.
Well, that's like $4.50.
Well, it depends. You can get an expensive one.
It's the thought.
Yeah, but you haven't put heaps of thought into that, I'll be honest.
Oh, you never know. You never know.
This was the last thing on this list. A dog.
A dog? How do we go from a coffee? How do we go from a flat white to a dog? I'll get the barista to do like a picture of a dog in the froth.
A lot of messages coming through on the socials wanting more information about Grace's mum.
Oh. So,
yes.
You want me to shout out her Instagram handle or she doesn't want that?
It's on private.
You can't see anything.
No.
Mm. One message from a Dave Cameron. So Dave will do our best, but producer Grace, she guards her mum very close.
She's on my Instagram if you want to.
Okay. Give yourself a shout out.
At Grace Guard if you'd like to see my mum.
There we go.
Oh, that was weird. I'm sorry.
That's weird.
At Grace Guard.
So we can't shout out your mum, but you can.
Yeah. That was weird.
She's
You're
a beautiful
using
lady.
Your mum for followers.
I know. I'm so sorry, Kate.
Poor old Kate. She listening this morning, Kate? Any feedback from Kate this morning?
No, none yet.
No, mate, if she was listening, we'd,
we'd know about it, yeah.
Nath, a 100-year-old man has broken the world record for the longest-serving employee.
Love that. Love this.
A fellow by the name of Walter Orfman from Brazil. He started working at a textile company when he was just a wee little lad, 15 years old, January 17, 1938.
1938. Wow.
He is still working there 84 years later.
Oh, wow. Good on him.
Some people don't make 84.
Imagine, God, he'd have some good super, wouldn't he?
Fingers crossed. Let's just do some quick math here, Grace. Mm. Can you do this for us?
Absolutely.
So I'd love to break this record as a team.
Oh, as a team.
So okay.
Let's write all our ages down now.
All right.
So that's a bit of paper. So I'm currently 32. Nath, you're 29.
32, 29.
And Grace, you are?
No, I'm 26.
You're 26.
Did you just forget how old you were?
No,
you
I wrote 26 for Nath.
Yeah.
He's 29.
Yes.
Right. So how long have we been working here at HIT? 4 years?
Five years?
5 years.
Yeah, we're about 4.5
let's,
years in.
Let's just say 4 years.
Four years.
Yeah. So we need to add 80. So can you add 80 to all our ages?
Yeah, so I would be 106. 32 plus 80. It's early. Jimmy would be 112, obviously.
Nice.
And Nate would be 109, yeah.
So just those,
that's possible.
Those ages again?
So Grace would be 106 in 80 years, Nate would be 109, and Jimmy would be 112.
Let's be like, there's no way you'll get to 112, big fella.
I think I'm lucky
to get past 60.
I'm not getting 84. I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
But what I thought we'd do to celebrate old Walter Orfman, I'd love to find our oldest listener.
I love this. Yeah, this is good.
Because, Nath, you and I, we've always prided ourselves on putting together a show for everyone.
Yeah, the catchment is huge. We're 8 to 80. Love all of it. Sorry, 7 and 81.
So, look, 13, 10, 60, and look, old, you know, that's up to you. You're only as old as you feel.
100%.
We're talking about the number. So, give us a call, 13, 10, 60. We'd love to find our oldest listener. Who's the oldest person listening to the show right now?
Yeah, absolutely. 13, 10, 60.
Just ask 13, 10, 60, how old is our oldest listener? I thought we could try and find them. This is after we wanted to celebrate a Brazilian bloke by the name of Walter Orfman. He recently turned 100 and he celebrated 84 years working the same place.
Good on you, Walter.
It's a Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
Nath, I just realised it's a bit risky. We've only been doing weekend breakfast around Australia for, what, a couple of months? A
couple of months. I think 3 months. Yeah.
It's very, bold of me to assume that we just have all these listeners out there.
That we have listeners.
We should have just said, "Are you a listener? Do you have an age?"
Yeah, actually, I'll change it. 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds,
whatever it is, mate.
Because whoever the oldest is that calls us right now,
yeah,
well, they're going to win.
They're going to win. I really hope the winner's not like 23. Leanne from Melbourne. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Really, really good, thank you. How are you?
Good, Lee. You having a good morning?
Oh, fabulous morning, thank you.
Good on you, Lee. Now, you've put your hand up. You reckon you're one of our oldest listeners, yes?
Possibly. I doubt it. But okay. A lot of people love the...
Yeah. What's that?
60 on Thursday.
60 on Thursday, Lee?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Happy birthday,
yeah,
Lee.
We'll give you a little one. How about that? Happy birthday, Lee.
Thank you.
And Lee is our current clubhouse leader.
Yeah, Lee, you're in front. You're in front, okay? How do you feel?
Oh, good. Very good.
She's
Mother's Day tomorrow, so very happy.
Mother's Day. Well, happy Mother's Day to you, Lee, okay?
Thank you.
Good on you, Lee.
We may come back if Lee's the oldest.
Hey?
We may come back if Lee's
the
oldest.
Yeah, of course. Well, she might be the winner.
Very anticlimactic. Just everyone from now on.
No one beats Lee. Let's go to Melbourne again. Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, guys.
How are you, Shez? Are you going all right?
I'm fantastic. Sitting in front of the dentist.
Oh, sitting in front of
you. You're in the dentist this morning, Cheryl?
Yeah, just a checkup.
Saturday morning dentist, Cheryl.
My age, you've got to keep them teethies going.
Okay, so...
I love you, Cheryl.
How old are you, Cheryl?
I'm 62.
62, guys, we got a new leader.
New clubhouse leader.
Okay. Cheryl, you're in front. How do you feel?
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. You should. I love this. Rosemary from Coffs Harbour. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
We are fantastic. You having a good morning?
I'm having a fabulous morning in Coffs Harbour. How are you?
Better than we now have you, Rosemary.
Yeah, you sound delightful, Rosemary.
Thank you.
Is that a bit of an accent, Rosemary?
It is, actually. It's a Bristol accent from England.
Bristol. I actually really enjoy that.
Yeah,
accent.
It's beautiful.
Can you say Jimmy and Nath?
Jimmy and Nath.
Oh, that sounded Aussie, though. I think she put on an Aussie accent.
No, I'll say it again, Jimmy and Nate.
That's beautiful. I want Rosemary to, like, read me a book or something. Rose,
that's what a lot of people say.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm very original of you, Nathan. Rosemary, how old are you?
Don't laugh.
We won't.
69.
69! Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing.
There's nothing funny about it.
At all.
Just a number. One of the great years, Rosemary. Guess what, Rosemary?
Have you been enjoying 69, Rosemary?
Oh, yes. You learn every day.
How
old do you feel, Rosemary? Do you feel 69?
Oh, I feel 30 or 40 sometimes.
I love that.
Good on you, Rosemary. And Rosemary, guess what? You're the new clubhouse leader at 69.
Oh, fabulous. I think the radio keeps you younger, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Have you heard much of our show, Rosemary?
Oh, I hear it every weekend.
And are you enjoying it?
I do. You do make me laugh. You do go over the top sometimes, but it is funny.
We're a bit over the top sometimes, yeah.
That's, you know what, Rosemary, that's fair.
That's fair,
fair feedback.
And the thing is, we ask one too many questions, didn't we? Good on you, Rosemary. All right, she's in front so far at 69. Jared from Shepparton. G'day, Jazz. How are you?
Yeah, good, guys. Yourselves?
We're going all right, mate. Now, you sound quite young, so I don't think you're going to beat 69.
Okay, so no, it's not me. It's actually my grandmother, Marion, and she listens to you guys, has been for the last 3 months.
Yeah?
Loves the show. She's 94, guys.
Oh! 94!
And the coolest thing is she absolutely loves Grace, like loves you guys, but loves Grace and loves it when she gives you a little bit of heckling.
All right.
Just to try and keep you on your toes.
I love
okay,
that.
So shout out to... Where's Marion right now, Jared?
Marion is in Maculata in Shepparton.
All right. Well, this one's for Marion.
Well, just quickly, Jared, is there any chance, not this morning, but at some stage, you reckon we could get Marion on the show?
I could probably organise that for next weekend, if you're cool with that.
I would love that next weekend.
I'd love to get Marion. Yeah. 94? 94 years old?
94, yes.
94 love years that. Young for Marion. And you know what? Let's do something for Marion right now. Producer Grace,
yes.
give us a little heckle, mate. How are we going?
You two are too over the top and you ask too many questions.
Oh, Rosemary's back. Jimmy and Nathan run in the land down under. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie! During the show, the boys have thunder. Yeah.
Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know.
Yes, thank you, Lara. 131060 Australia. It is a very simple question. Where the bloody hell are you? Jump on the phones right now. Where are you listening to us? Give us your town, your city, your suburb. Wherever you are, we want to put you on the map. We want you to be proud of where you are because potentially one day we want to get out and visit these beautiful places, Jim. We're creating a map, creating a list.
Yeah, there was a map a couple of weeks ago. Will there be a second map?
Rumours are there is.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. From executive that's, producer guys.
Yeah, at the Jimmy and Ace show. That's where all the radio stuff goes. The bits of us three, you know, me and they saying something, the producer goes going, you boys, stop it.
Oh, what are you doing?
Or just us riling her up. Mm. And she goes, you boys, stop it.
Well, that's what we had. We had Rosemary early in the show. 69 years young, listening to the show, and she loves it when we stir up producer Grace and you come in and you bring us back down.
I think that
was
Marion, who's 94.
Was that Marion who loved that? I'm sure Rosemary loves it too.
Yeah. She said you guys are a bit over the top.
Which I also
agree with.
Everyone says that to me.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not. I get caught up in your shenanigans.
So I bring you down with me, do I? I'm the anchor in more ways than one.
Radio
too. For radio people, radio there, guys. Look, it can be a metropolitan city. It can be a small, tiny, rural town.
Go suburb if you're in a big city, please.
Yeah, absolutely. But we want you to tell
Sydney,
us...
Sydney, what do you got? Harbour Bridge. Thanks, Steve.
Good on you, Steve. Thanks for calling through, mate. Love the show. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now. Wherever you are in Australia, it can be a tiny town, it can be a suburb in a big city. We want to put you on the map, guys. Where the bloody hell are you? Where are you listening to the show? Tell us something fun about it, why you love it. Put it on the map, broadcast it to the country. Here's Kesha, TikTok. Around the country, you got Jimmy and A. Saturday morning. Thanks for being a part of it, guys.
So where the bloody hell are you?
That's right, Jim. We love this. We love broadcasting to Australia. But here's the thing. The bosses at the station, they're a little lazy. They never told us where we're broadcasting to, which is why we need Australia's help to put where you are on the map and just tell us where the bloody hell you are.
Yeah, the first map is up at the Jimmy and Ace show, and a second map we're hopeful will be up this weekend.
Absolutely.
Fingers crossed.
100%. We want to know where these people are, where you're listening to us, and why you love where you are is a big one too.
Yeah. We'd love to get around. And that's not a radio joke. We do actually want to get out and broadcast this place.
100%. We hate being locked in the studio.
10 years later. Anyway, we're still really trying to get out, and we're really hopeful of that second map.
We've got 950,000 places to get to. Jackson. Hello, Jackson. How are you?
Oi, oi, oi.
Thank you for using the official greeting of the Jimmy and A show. Jackson, where the bloody hell are you?
Well, I'm in Sandy Bay right now.
Sandy Bay in Hobart, yes?
Yeah.
Beautiful part of the world, Jackson. What? Tell us, why do you love Sandy Bay?
So the food and the coffee.
Yeah.
And the overall scenery, that's for sure. Got the backdrop of Mount Wellington there.
Mount Wellington.
Yeah. Overall scenery. I like that. I like that as a generic term. Why do you love it? Overall scenery. Just everything you look at in Sandy Bay, Hobart, Tasmania.
I've been all around Australia, but I've never seen any better overall scenery.
All right. Let's go to Alira. Hi, Alira. How are you?
Good.
Were you going to say good, how are you, Alira, and stopped yourself?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, Alira. Thanks for asking. Alira, where the bloody hell are you?
I'm in Port Macquarie.
Port Macquarie. Okay, and why do you love Port Macquarie, Alira?
Because, the beaches are in town, so, they're not far.
The beaches are in town.
Where you live?
I live, out of town from the beaches, but it's, 15-minute drive from out of town.
Yeah, pretty convenient, Alira, sounds like.
We're going to Port Macquarie, and we're going to see how long it takes us to get from the town to the beach.
Absolutely. You said exactly 15 minutes, so that's...
That's out of town.
Oh, out of town, 100%. Should be quick. Should be able to walk out of the CBD.
Under 15 minutes.
Out of an office building and onto the sand is what you should be doing. Jay from Wagga Wagga. Hi, Jay.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, Jay. You love Wagga Wagga?
Yeah, mate, it's the beach down at Wagga. They got this wave, man. It comes at 5 o'clock every arvo. You got to get down there and see it.
The Wagga? Did you say the wave in Wagga Wagga?
Yeah, the 5 o'clock wave. It comes down the beach, man, every arvo.
Just quick, producer Grace.
Yeah.
When you put Jay through, what were you thinking?
What? There's a wave that comes at 5 p.m., which is pretty cool.
How does it come at 5 p.m. on the Havre every day, Jay?
Oh, mate, I don't know. It is a big boat comes past or something and just blows a big wave in.
Oh!
Up the river, yeah.
So the okay, so if we were there, Jay, and at exactly 5 p.m, we need to see the Wagga wave.
Wagga Beach, mate.
Wagga Beach.
5 p.m. wave.
With okay. the wave. Okay, all right. Lock that in. Let's lock that in. Let's go to Digger.
I actually really want to see that.
Yeah,
so
right?
do I. It's
yeah.
interesting. Well done for putting that
Thank you.
Let's go to Digger.
I was complimenting you. Did you think I was having a go?
I thought you were having a go.
No. I was like, this is interesting.
Hey,
yeah,
guys.
Right?
Guys, can we move on? hello, Digger. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Digger. Sorry about the carry-on before. Digger, where the bloody hell are you?
Where do you reckon I am? I'm in the best town ever, mate. It's called Pinneroo.
Well, you're like, where do you bloody think I am?
That's a fun game.
I love that.
You call us and we just guess.
I'm going to lock in Pinneroo, Digger. Digger, where is Pinneroo?
Well, it's just down the road from Lamaroon, around the corner from Buckaroo.
And what's Pinneroo good for, Digger?
Well, mate, it's all about coming out in the outback, or South Australia on the way to the Mully, and mate, I tell you what, you see some real bushes out there.
I love that so much.
All right, going to Pinneroo to see the bushes. I'm just writing that down. That's some great. I'm actually really keen to see the wave. The
right?
Wagga Beach wave. Because
yeah.
when I was saying to you, what do you think when you heard that? It blew my mind. How does a wave always come at 5?
I don't know. I thought it was to do with the moon or something. That's how the waves are controlled. Lunar tides.
Why to make something fun just sounds so boring.
All right, this is time for the show rating. It's how we finish the show each and every time. We rate the show to 10, give our reasons why. Guys, I'm giving it a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
Even though with lunar moon thing.
I'm just going to get, let's ignore that.
Ignore that. That's fine.
A reason why, I nearly said the F word twice, but I didn't. Marion, the 94-year-old listener, we're going to try and get her on the show next week.
Yeah.
Love that. And also, just a little peek behind the curtains, our boss was listening and he texted us and he didn't say anything nasty.
So I'm That's good.
Didn't say anything positive, but he didn't say anything nasty.
Have you not opened the most recent message from him?
What about you guys?
10 out of 10. Vibe on and off the show, great.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 for me as well. And also another special shout out to Digger from Pinneroo. Oh, yeah. I love Digger.
Bush. What is it? Bushies. See some bushies out there.
What do you mean, like bush wallabies or people that live in the bush?
Well, that's the fun of it.
The bush.
Just anything.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate, grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.